Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest is Jennifer Bates of Puerto Rico Soft. And Jennifer was describing how you put yourself in this situation, do or die.
Right.
You have January as the deadline for getting this product out. It's also do or die. And what happens? Are you able to achieve that? And what do you do with the product?
Well, the product I could see was most likely I was going to finish it by the deadline, because it had to be out for the tax year 94, because I could not afford to wait a whole nother year. And there's a small selling season. It's a 2-month selling season. That's it. You have to be out there or you're dead.
Right.
So I had to push extra hard. And I had to think, okay, so where are my customers coming from? Well, there's the Colegio de CPA in Puerto Rico. And at the time, there were 3,800 registered CPAs on their list.
And you thought about that in January, December?
No, I thought about it all during.
Okay.
But
you didn't
I wasn't
implement.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, but then when it started to gel and I thought I could see the end of the tunnel,
I now have to market
yeah,
this.
So yes. In the fall I started thinking,
okay.
You don't wait till the last
minute.
No,
good.
No, so I went and at the time for $50 they sold a sheet of Avery labels.
Right. With names on them.
With names on them. And that doesn't mean 3,800 CPAs who prepare tax returns, but I knew that my universe of customers was in there somewhere.
Right.
I didn't know how many.
Right.
But I knew they were there. They
right.
were covered.
Right.
And then I went and designed a brochure. I made up a logo for the company.
Your design of the brochure, you worked with PageMaker.
I worked with PageMaker.
And incidentally, you know, one story you told me, in terms of the logo, the logo is really beautiful, very, very simple, but very powerful.
Uh-huh.
And I said, who did this for you? You did.
I did.
there's hard, other than a packaging we'll talk about, you did everything. So you did the brochure. You were really adept in terms of the software program for designing.
Adept enough. I'm not a master of anything, but in my background, it seemed that all the worlds collided. It was a perfect storm. I did have a previous experience in desktop publishing a little bit. I did designing of other people's logos and
right.
other people's advertising pieces, brochures, and I have an eye for layout and color.
And for the packaging, had done a little bit. Had you done some of that?
No, I just made it up.
You made it.
I thought, what's going to look good?
she has here with me the original, the 1995 for 1994. This was next year,
yeah,
but it was basically
the
same. But the box with the floppy disks in them.
Yeah.
Six discs.
Six seven, floppy disks.
Six
Can
floppy
you
disks with a manual. And so you produced all of those the designs, but the boxing, you know, you got in the stages.
Yes, I had it produced, and that was another one of those credit line checks to get that produced. That was quite expensive, but I wanted a nice appearance for my first launch.
Okay, so where we were, before I interrupted you, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
The names of the Avery addresses of the CPAs,
you
whipped those out.
And I had already designed and ordered
the
brochure.
You had all kinds of people. You had UPS that you could go and do this for you.
Oh, UPS comes to your house.
Didn't even exist.
UPS delivered to my house the brochures, you know. So I ordered brochures. I designed them and I ordered them. I had them done locally, actually. And I remember sitting in front of my TV one night and sticking on 3,800 labels onto these brochures going, geez, I wonder if any are going to sell. I wonder what's going to happen. You know, you're a nervous wreck at that point.
Okay.
You're starting to think, what's going to happen? So I put the labels on and my office was in my apartment. So I couldn't get one of the postal machines because they thought I was a crazy lady. I'd go and I said, look, I have this business. I'm running it out of my home. I need the postal machine. And they just, something culturally just didn't click. So
right.
It's like, uh-uh. And I couldn't get the credit card machine either. That came later. When you start making sales, you have to run cards. So they wouldn't give me the machine to run cards.
Right.
So I had to call up to authorize payments, and they only do that three at a time. So that was quite a bit of work. So anyway, yeah, really.
I know, like, I'm a pure entrepreneur, I tell you.
I didn't think of some of these things ahead, and then you try to get them, you think it should be easy, but it's not easy, so you have to find ways to make things work.
Right.
Just, you know, resourceful. You have to be
right.
resourceful.
Right.
And just make it work, because there's no other alternative. When you're alone and it's sink or swim, you just have to go forward and figure it out. And if it's
somebody
not perfect,
said that, somebody said that Winston Churchill said that when you're in hell, keep going.
Keep going. That's it.
I love that statement.
That's it. That's it.
And it's don't just, stop.
It's like you. I've had a 20-year run of nightmares. You know, one thing after the other for 20 years. But it's the nightmares that are the wake-up calls, and then you figure out, okay, how do I improve this? What do I do better? Who do I need? What do I need? What's it going to cost? You just keep going to fix it, whatever it is. Right. Just keep fixing it.
So you get these 33,800 brochures out.
You put the stamps yourself.
Yep. You go to the.
I walked them over to
the post office.
You know, I said,
and
here.
And then you sit back.
And then I sat back. And I did not know what would
scared
happen.
Scared stiff.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding. Oh, and by the way, at that time I had already packaged up the software. So I had a bunch of these boxes. I had cartons all over my apartment.
But how many do you think you were going to sell?
Oh, I think I packaged up 50.
50.
Something like that.
And the price?
The price was $200 for the first one.
But everybody sells at $199.99. So you put it $200. You're a mathematician.
I'm a mathematician. I'm a realist, and I'm selling to accountants. And accountants know that is $200.
They round it off. So you said.
I like the
that
zeros.
That gave you. That was kind of reverse psychology.
Kinda. I dare you to tell me this is more than $199.95. I'll give you a nickel if you care.
Okay. That's terrific.
So I like the zeros,
so,
too.
Okay, so it goes out with a $200 flat amount, and you sit back.
And I sit back, and I remember at that time, I'm sure other people remember, the old fax machines that had thermal paper on a roll, and mine was a cheapo. It didn't have a cutter. So I remember sitting there the next day or 2 days later, and a fax came in, and I went over into my little bedroom office, and I went, and my heart stopped. It was an order.
Uh-huh.
It was an order, and it had someone's signature with a credit card number and everything. I hadn't gotten one phone call yet.
Yeah.
But I got this first
order. This was about 2 days after.
Yeah, a couple days.
That's relatively quick. Yeah.
Yep. And after that.
Not as quick as you had hoped, but not as late as you feared.
No, that was as soon as. You know, 2 days, you go in the mail, you say, wow, who's not going to try it? You know, all the CPAs were either had something in-house, but if they were smaller operation, they were using paper, whiteout, typewriters. Everyone had a secretary. A lot of them used their kids, they had high school age kids, were helping them, you know, do the final copies, type up final copies. Their wives were doing it, or husband, you know, it's like really hard to get the stuff done. Very manual.
Everything manual, very, very labor intensive. They're dying for something like this to work, yeah.
So after a couple of days, I saw the orders coming in, and I'm sending the software out in the mail, which required more sticking on labels and packaging and all that. And then I thought, oh, this is great. I can just calmly sit here and just send these things out. But then the phone started ringing with the bugs, because, you know, every software program has bugs. And also, that's when I learned that I programmed this from the instruction manuals, and that's when I learned that the instruction manuals did not cover all the contingencies inside of the law. And you're a lawyer, you know that. Hacienda's job is to translate the law into black and white squares and, you know, add this, subtract that. However, there are lots of things that never make it. And this was 94, this was the reforma, that we just had a reforma, but this was the one before.
Yeah, this was the Rosselló reforma. Yeah.
Right. So it was new to everybody, which actually gave me an advantage because it was new to everyone. And so it kind of slowed down
the fact that you didn't understand everything or something was to be understood.
I got a little pass there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had a lot of calls with bugs. So then I had to fix bugs in addition to sticking labels and filling orders and answering sales questions. The sales calls were coming in.
Well, let's take a break and we'll be back. I'm with Jennifer Bates of Puerto Rico Soft.